Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about one of my pro tips that I tweeted about recently. It just said, pro tip, share your work.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And I think it caught Stelly's eye, which I'm not surprised about. So what did it spur for you?
Well, first of all, the tweet popped up in my timeline. I have to look it up again. And it was not just you, but it was you with a tweet and a reply. You'll know from whom. It was like your tweet that said, pro tip, share your work. And then below it, it showed the reply of somebody saying, I love you.
Julian Shapiro.
Julian Shapiro, right. Who's a badass. Who's a badass.
Yeah, he's right? Great. Yeah.
And a great follow. And so I had to laugh, both because I love what you tweeted, but also loved his response. Just, I love you. It's just like classic. So as always, when your tweets are inspiring or at least slow me down on my tweet scroll track. Like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's fine.
This seems right. Hold on. I'm always curious what prompted this. What happened in Heaton's life? What thought, what conversation did he have? What happened just before he picked up his phone and was like, all right, let me share this with the world. Pro tip, share your work. So tell us.
Yeah, one of the most secretive people I know is David Cancel from Drift.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking up something he shared on LinkedIn. They, over at Drift, they created a yet another new category. So they created a category called conversational marketing over the last few years. And they recently, like a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, threw down and said, basically, we're creating a new category now, again. And it's called revenue acceleration. And then when they announced it, a bunch of folks, Dave Gerhard, who used to work at Drift, had some commentary. A few other folks had some commentary about it. And then David decided to share some slides. I'm going to call them ugly because they are, and that's a compliment in this case. Share some slides that it worked on internally. And he had a nice little note about it, basically saying that there's no point keeping these secrets, because we have to build with the customer, kind of thing. He didn't quite say it like that, but that's what he said. And what I realized is, well, if he is now advocating sharing your work, someone who's been very secretive historically, you know, even he's catching on.
That's interesting. You know, remember we did an episode a long time back now around transparency, right? Especially like being a transparent startup, sharing. I think at the time, for a little while, it was kind of this hot new trend of like sharing revenue numbers or sharing your kind of metrics dashboard with
open
everybody.
Open startups, they called it.
Yep. Open startups, exactly. And then sharing salary numbers and sharing other things. And remember, we had a really, I think, enlightening conversation for listeners. A lot of people had commented on it where it was like, well, you know, there is no organization or human that is 100% transparent with the world. There's always some things you just don't know about. Even these open startups have things that they're not sharing, right? Or that they choose to share at a specific given time. And this can be amazing marketing, and it can be part of your culture and the kind of people you attract, but don't feel forced into it, right? Just make sure that it fits your personality and your culture. And, you know, even with the two of us, we both have like co-founders. I think we both are fairly open. I mean, there's lots of things that we keep private from the world, but I think we're pretty open people. But we both have co-founders that are in some areas maybe a bit more secretive or uncomfortable sharing certain numbers with the world or something like that. So we at Close have always been about sharing everything we know with the world. But when it came to our metrics, our revenue numbers, customer numbers and all that, those kind of the things that we always kept close to our chest. So it's interesting that David Cancel kind of sparked this idea of like share your work. Now, here's my big question for you, or something that I'd love to hear your thoughts about. There's beauty and there's power in sharing your work, but there's also risk if you do it while you're still unsure about that work or the outcome of it. Even if it's even if you fail at something or something fails that you've done, after it failed, with some time passing, it's pretty safe for founders or for startups to talk about it openly. Here's the big failure. Here's the big mistake we made. And usually they'll get a lot of admiration, a lot of attention for it. So it's kind of a safe thing to do. This is something in our past that we learned and we want to openly share with everybody. And I've seen a lot of that. What I've not seen a lot of is people sharing what they're currently doing, where the outcome is completely unclear. Right? And it can't be framed. It can't be framed as this was the turning point of our success, or this was the big mistake I made that I want to share. It's sort of like, this is what we're currently doing. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen? And then, oh, we're changing our mind. Oh, we're changing our mind again. Sort of like the more messy version of this is sharing in real time, right? While you don't have a narrative ready, you can't frame it nicely. And so there's a fear that you'll appear, I don't know, less confident, less like you and your company have their shit together, yada, yada, yada. So I'm curious about that. Number one, if you agree with that observation, this is an observation I've made, but we've never talked about this, that I see kind of lots and lots of really honest sharing, but always with some kind of time that has passed in order to be able to frame. And that it appears to me that sharing your work in real time seems more risky because you don't control the narrative as nicely anymore. It's harder to control the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, it shows a level of vulnerability when you do it, even if you don't mean to show vulnerability when you do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually a big factor into what makes other people kind of attracted by the idea that you did that and kind of wanting to pay attention. And then it also sparks some level of curiosity that is sort of natural for humans, right? Like we're super curious, especially about other people. In a way, it's a distraction from our own work too.
Mm.
So I think all these things are true, and that makes sort of sharing your work extremely beneficial to you if you're sharing it. And then this idea of sharing it early or sharing it late. Here's the funny thing. When you share your work, in a way, people kind of feel like you shared it early, even if you didn't. Because you shared your work. You did something that's uncommon. Most people don't share their work. They don't go out there and go, hey, this is what I'm working on. Here's how I came up with it. Here's how I did it. But the benefits are literally like incredible when you do it and you figure out how to do it for your market or your customer base. Or, you know, other founders, if that's kind of your market or whatever. I think that's the part that's hard to deny when it comes to kind of this idea, which is like it's almost like there's like these weird, like false benefits to it that are hard to understand until you kind of do it. And what I mean by false benefits is like, even if you didn't intend to seem vulnerable, you will seem vulnerable when you share your work. Like it'll other people will be like, oh, that was so vulnerable, or that was so transparent, and like all you're trying to do probably is just find a way to do marketing and get sign ups or get attention. And the way you did that is by sharing your work, which is a lot of the intention behind it. While if you think about a company like Buffer and their idea of transparency with salaries and all that stuff, and I would say them being the poster children of like sort of the concept of sharing your work, they did it because they believe that's the way it should be, which is very different than what I'm seeing a lot of people do today. So it's like David Cancel finally came around and kind of said, this is the way it should be. We should be sharing this stuff in public so we can develop these things with customers. And I think that's obviously aspirational for someone like him who's very private and secretive about what they're doing at that company until they just do it. And now he's saying that, like, look, even this revenue acceleration thing is a work in progress. And here's how we thought about it. And the promise was that he's going to share more. So now I'm kind of waiting for him to share more because I'm curious. But also, like, he's never been that transparent where he'll share stuff that's internal without like it being marketing or it being super polished. And this thing wasn't really polished. It was really good. It was high quality, but it wasn't polished. And that's just new to me from him. And it really got me thinking, like, this is the pro tip, especially if he's kind of catching on and into it and explaining it from a customer-centric mindset. Because the second that clicks for someone like him, I think there's no undoing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, awesome. And I think this last part is really important on a line, and it explains so well why it spoke to you, why it stood out to you, is that it came from a customer-centric insight.
Yep.
That was the driver. It was not, did you know when you share your work, it gets a lot of views? Like, it was not, did you know
sharing your work? Gets that. Good, yeah. Right? None of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder if he had said that, if you had looked at that and went, okay, you know, but the customer.
He himself put a narrative behind it of why he felt like he should share those slides. And his whole idea was, this is work in progress. So in a way, you're sharing your work. Sharing your work is really about sharing your work in progress.
Love it. All right. Pro tip. You've heard it here. Share your work.
There you go.
And let us know how it goes. All right. This is it from us. We'll hear you very soon.
See ya.